Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out, and we will create more and better jobs, and we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lussenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Governor Snyder has put efforts to welcome Syrian refugees to Michigan on hold because of the terrorist attacks overseas. He wants to wait until federal officials review security procedures. Does the governor have the authority to say Syrian refugees cannot come to Michigan?
Well, that's a good question. Probably not. The State Department said that they're sort of looking into that. But sort of in a practical sense, if we say they're not welcome, if the governor says they're not welcome, it's hard to imagine the United States government pushing them here. And you wonder what kind of reception these poor people would have. But the governor sort of set off a chain reaction where eventually more than half the state's governors said the same thing.
Members of the Syrian American community say refugees go through a very thorough vetting process before coming to the United States. What is that process like?
It lasts for a long time. Most of these people have been waiting and been checked out for a year and a half, 2 years, sometimes longer. Most of them are women and children. They're in refugee camps. Their backgrounds are checked. These are not young men with Kalashnikov rifles climbing on an airplane.
Considering the terrorist attacks in Beirut and Paris last week, and yesterday Russia said its jet was brought down by a bomb over Egypt a few weeks ago, how could these events change the political climate in Michigan and the United States?
Well, that's a very good question. All of a sudden, the focus has gone from the economy, from domestic issues, to terrorism. And it could, in the short run anyway, help people like Donald Trump, who are very sort of anti-immigrant, anti-foreigner. It may help Republicans. It sort of shifts the debate from economic inequality to national security, although Democrats claim with some justice that the nation's been quite secure under President Obama, and the war in Iraq, which virtually everybody says was a horrible mistake, has been wound down. So we'll just have to see. But it certainly changes the conversation. What we don't know, my guess is to, at least till the end of the year, we don't know, though, how long this will last and whether eventually something else will shift it back.
In other news, bills in the state Senate would allow people to carry concealed weapons in gun-free zones, including schools. The legislation would also ban open carry in those areas, which is currently allowed. Last week, Governor Snyder said that he could support the legislation if it left the decision up to local districts. What is the latest in this debate?
All these bills seem to be sort of bogged down, and partly because the gun lobby, the NRA, and the legislators they control don't want local option. In general, they want the state to be able to tell local communities, no, you can't have your own more restrictive gun laws. And I think they're sort of at an impasse with that. In general, this is sort of a Republican-only bill. Democrats don't want anything to do with it. But even, there are even some Republicans who are a little hesitant, a little leery about weapons in schools. I think it's somewhat in dispute whether, in fact, you can open carry in, say, a daycare center, although gun rights people contend you can. So it doesn't look to me, with just a few days left on the legislative session, that these bills are likely to go anywhere, but I've been surprised before.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks so much.
You have a great day.